Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Many people live in financial fear because of daily headlines, worrying about what they'll do in this situation or that situation, but just worry. We've never seen worry change a news report, dry a tear, restore a bank account, or even get the right people elected to office. I've seen worry destroy lives, marriages, and businesses. Not worry, but prayer. I had the news on for a minute, just as I started writing this teaching. Big mistake. I turned the volume down and started praying for the finances of every believer and the economic well-being of those of this and every nation. Well, most of them. As I was praying, here are several things I felt the Lord lead me to share with you this morning. Don't be fearful about what's happening in your finances, the world economy, or anything else.
2 Timothy 1, verse 7 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, "For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, of coward, of craving and cringing and fawning fear, but he has given us a spirit of power and of love and of a calm and well-balanced mind and discipline and self-control."
As I looked out my window this morning, I didn't see God's throne, so I know he's still on it. And as long as God is on his throne, everything is going to be all right. Frankly, that's much more comforting than anything any politician can say. They have the power to change a few things, and I emphasize a few things, in the natural world. The scripture in Timothy says God has given us the power to change everything. Now, we should point out that recession, inflation, and economic hard times have been with mankind almost since the beginning of time. They're not new. They're not new problems. The biblical answers to these conditions first appear in the book of Genesis.
In Genesis 26, verse 1, it says, "And there was a famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham."
Now, famine could be an unanticipated disaster, tragedy, hardship, or reversal of fortune that suddenly dries up your personal finances. A famine could be just about anything. A death in the family, a devastating fire, job loss, major health crisis, or anything that puts a sudden drain on your financial resources. What do you do when that kind of famine comes? God gave specific instructions to Isaac to follow in order to prosper during economic hard times. Understanding and acting on these instructions will help us stay prosperous even in tough times. First, stay faithful to God's commands. Don't let your circumstances ruin your good Christian habits. Many believers become inconsistent in time of economic pressure. Fluctuation from your Christian principles will only weaken you further and your future. The Lord blessed Isaac because of his obedience.
In Isaiah 1, verse 19 in the Living Bible, it admonishes us, "If you will only let me help you, if you will only obey, then I will make you rich."
We should point out that there are 7 keys to the manifestation of this verse. And they are found in Isaiah 1, 16 through 17. I suggest, even on a Sunday, to make it your business to read, study Isaiah 1, 16 through 19 later today. Second, don't follow the world's philosophy. Because of the famine, everyone was leaving to go to Egypt. But the Lord had a different program for Isaac.
Genesis 26, verses 2 and 3. "Go not down into Egypt. sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee, and will bless thee. You know, honey, the point of it is we can't ever go to Egypt. Egypt represents the world's point of view, and going to Egypt is a dead end for a Christian.
Yeah. Moving to a new city, state, or, you know, we do that only upon God's command, not because of a rumor. There's prosperity there. Remember, God can bless you wherever you are.
Amen. In any location. Deuteronomy 28, verse 3 says, blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field.
Too many people in the world either give up hope, or they fall into the someday syndrome. Someday things will get better. Someday I'm going to have money. Someday I'm going to get out of debt. Someday I'm going to start giving the way I really want to. Well, we have news for you. Someday is today, right now, this day. Hallelujah. Number three, what should you do with the money you have?
Genesis 26, verses 1 through 3. And there was a famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell of thee. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee and will bless thee.
In the midst of economic crisis, many people run away or try to find some diversion other than really getting before God. The tendency, honey, is to always run to Egypt. Isaac even consulted the king of the Philistines, which represents the world, about what he should do. But God said, stay there. Don't leave. Do what I tell you, and everything will be all right. In other words, reject the advice of everybody else, have faith, and do what the Lord directs you to do. Number four, what do you do when times are tough?
Genesis 26, verse 12 says, then Isaac sowed in the land and received in the same year an hundredfold, and the Lord blessed him, just like he said he would.
Like he said he would, you're right. The devil will use fear and doubt to keep us from doing the one thing that can turn around our finances. The devil will try to convince us that we don't have the money to tithe and give offerings because times are tough. This, though, is that's the one time that you must give. Kingdom giving is the one and only thing that offers us a guaranteed return that will never fail.
Ecclesiastes 11, verse 1 in the Message Bible says, be generous, invest in acts of charity. Charity yields high returns. Psalm 126, verses 5 and 6 says, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth bearing precious seed shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. We particularly love the Psalm 126, verses 5 and 6 in the Message Bible translation because it says this, so those who plant their crops in despair will shout hurrahs at the harvest. So those who went off with heavy hearts will come home laughing with armloads of blessings.
Do you hear that? Armloads of blessings. Number five, are there any foolproof investment programs and strategies?
Listen to Genesis 8, verse 22. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. What a promise of God.
Hallelujah.
In Matthew 13, verse 23, it says, but he that receiveth seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some 100, some 60, some 30.
God offers a consistently far greater financial return than those offered by anybody else. When we give our best, God will recognize, honor it, and do the rest. Number six, sow generously during the famine. Isaac went forth under the Lord's instructions, and this is what he did according to Genesis 26:12.
Sowed in that land and received in the same year an hundredfold, and the Lord blessed him. God intended for Isaac to conquer the famine and gave him the prosperity principles to emerge victorious from him. These same biblical principles apply to us today. We need to begin to use them now and in our own life. If Isaac had run to Egypt, he would have not been able to be prosperous. Hebrews 12, verses 2 and 3 in the Message Bible says, we'd better get on with it. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Study how he did it, because he never lost sight of where he was headed.
Hallelujah. Number 7. How do we prosper in a financial crisis?
Proverbs 28, verse 20 says, a faithful man shall abound with blessings, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent.
Who prospers and profits in the midst of an economic crisis? A faithful person who understands that it's not his money or her money, but God's money. A faithful person. Someone who listens to the voice of God and sows in the midst of hard times is faithful. Someone who's not moved by the cry of bad news, but only by the word of God, is faithful. Here's the question. Are we faithful to sow when God says to sow? To give when he says to give? And to give what he says to give? One last thing. If you're in the midst of a personal economic famine right now, remember the words found in Matthew 11:28.
In the Classic Amplified Bible, Matthew 11:28 says, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden and overburdened, and I will cause you to rest. I will ease and relieve and refresh your souls.
Who should come to him? Scripture says, all who labor. The Greek word for labor in Strong's Concordance, it's G2872, and it means weary, tired, and exhausted. Worrying about money can definitely leave a person weary, tired, and exhausted. But remember that scripture says, I will cause you to rest. I will ease and relieve and refresh your souls. Child of God, if you're looking for solutions to your money problems, look in the right place. To the only one who can deliver you from every financial problem you'll ever face. Spiritual and mental prosperity always precedes natural prosperity. Hallelujah. If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com up at the top where it says sow a seed. Just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. It's all we ever ask. While you're there, check out this week's two-minute video. And make sure you join us tonight for Sunday Night Live, 6 p.m. Eastern. Go to haroldherring.com. Just click the button that says Sunday Night Live. Well, until tonight or tomorrow morning at 8:30, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.